Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, Kennedy.
Hello.
Are you there?
I am.
All right. Annie?
Hi.
Producer Dan?
Yo.
Hey, the gang's all back. Look at that. Good to have everybody here. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. We each bring a topic to the show. None of us know what the other people are going to bring in. And then we talk about it. You can find this. Well, if you're listening to it, I guess you know where to find it. That's kind of dumb.
Yeah. But tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. Get us on the iTunes podcasting app.
Let's
or radio.com.
Every podcast says that.
Yeah. And it is kind of weird, though. You're like, get this wherever you download your favorite podcast. But you're listening to it, so we know where to get it. But anyway, we are wherever you get your favorite podcast. Mm-hmm. As always, ladies first, Kennedy.
So I think this will only pertain to you and I, Carson, because of our age. So there's a story going around that Paul McCartney, oh, in the Beatles, that there was a profanity hidden in the Beatles song, Sun King, on the Abbey Road album, and that it was coded, which I don't understand, but basically it was a slang term that kids use to tell somebody to blank off.
Okay.
Oh, fuck off. I can say it. The phrase was chick-a-ferdy. And so he was saying that he thought nobody would know what it meant, and most people think it was Spanish or something. So, kids, back in the day, people didn't put swears in
songs.
They just didn't, because you couldn't play them on the radio. And,
right.
You know, the editing is such and whatever. And you
come
used
a long
to,
way with WAP now.
Yeah. Ugh. And so you used to, like, listen to a record over and over with one line or play it backwards to see if there were secret messages in them.
Mm-hmm.
I personally did that with the Prince album because he didn't have swears. He was kind of one of the original I don't care what you think whatever's, but in the backwards when you played it backwards, it was talking about Jesus and that he's coming back. So I'm just wondering, did you ever do that?
I absolutely did. I can remember one of the first record players that I got. I got an AC/DC album. But it was like a newer album. It wasn't one of the older ones. I think it was Flick of the Switch. So that was like mid-80s, I think, when that came out. And I can remember putting it on the record player and trying to play it backwards.
Because that was a thing. Like, they wouldn't, you know, parents didn't want you to have Metallica albums or
Ozzy was big with that.
Or whatever. Because there were secret messages and they were telling you to do bad things to yourself or
worship
whatever.
Satan.
Right. There's like one of the Beatles, if you spin it backwards, it says, like, Paul is dead.
Yeah. Yes. Just,
has anybody ever admitted to it, though, in rock and roll music to say, oh, yeah, we did that on purpose?
I don't know the answer to that question. Prince never did, I think, on that one. But,
yeah,
like, I think the Paul is dead thing was you wanted to hear it, so you heard it.
Yeah. Because once you read it.
Because there was that whole thing that he was dead and it was, you know, like an Avril Lavigne story.
Even though she's really dead.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of a story where a band has admitted that. Yes,
they put subliminal things in there. But
yeah, I just
it was
Googled
always.
It.
Yeah,
it looks like a big one is Queen. Another One Bites the Dust has a backwards message that says "Start to smoke marijuana."
But was that? Did they do it on purpose, or is that just what it sounds like? That's what I want to know.
Well, I think
did a band really do it? Did an engineer figure it out that if we say this lyric, it's going to sound like this backwards?
Did they put it track in underneath the vocal track? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's in there, but it's underneath a layer, and you have to dig it out.
I'm always amazed at when I listen to the stations that play older rock music now. There are songs that swear that they still play on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like AC/DC is one of them because they say, all you pee lickers, get out of my face. And they play that version.
They do?
Yes.
They say
yeah. That's
pussy on the radio?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say pussy on the radio.
You definitely can't do that.
I'm telling you, go listen to that song that plays on any classic
Cardi
rock.
Cardi and Meg can't say wet ass pussy on the radio.
There
but
are
they can?
Several songs that are classic rock songs that have swear words
what?
In them that are not allowed to be said on the radio, and unless it says something different, but I'm pretty sure that's what it says in the lyric.
I also contend that gushy is a worse word.
Yeah, wet and gushy is way worse.
It's disgusting.
I'd rather hear wet ass pussy.
It's disgusting.
It always surprises me when we play that song, like, she only comes when she's on top.
Right.
Like, we play
Don't
that.
Sing James Late in front of Carson. He will have.
We play Cardi. Play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Yeah, I
and we won't
yes, but this kitty is around the house.
I'm
you
know
what
but
I mean?
We all so this is such a great conversation because it irks me to no end that we are certain ways about certain songs.
Yes.
But then other songs you're like, oh, we have to edit that out.
It's just blasphemy to
it's
me.
It's ridiculous.
Kitty and the P word are two different words.
Yes,
Carson.
But
entirely different words. And it's clever wordplay. Do you know what I mean? As opposed to just saying it in your face. It's clever wordplay. Cardi B has very clever wordplay. Now, does it go too obscene? I don't really know, but it's clever wordplay nonetheless.
But WAP isn't clever wordplay?
Oh, sure, it's clever wordplay.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Macaroni in the pot.
Kennedy, WAP is really growing on me.
Oh.
It's... Look, Dan, you were saying it the other day, too, that you listened a couple times and you were like, I started to bob my head.
I think there's something in there that is incredibly empowering.
Meg's
you know,
verses are just
talk,
so good.
Because women aren't supposed to talk about this stuff. We're not supposed to talk about our wants, our needs, and that we want you to hit it.
Switch my wig, make him feel like he cheated?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You guys don't like sex, do you? Girls don't like sex.
Dan.
And that ended that conversation. Who's up next?
Well, hang on. I was looking up misheard lyrics on the AC/DC because that's what I've always heard in the song, and it looks like I might have misheard that it says something else.
It doesn't say pussy lickers?
Hold on.
I can't imagine anybody.
No. There's no way that could say that on the radio.
I can't find it right now.
What's
I'll look
song?
It up.
What's the song? I'll look it
Back
up.
In Black, AC/DC. So while you... Get out of my face. That's what it sounded like to me.
Huh. It's still so weird to say pussy in an official Carson and Kennedy podcast.
All right, let's stop.
I can't. It's too late. The door's open.
Okay, I want to dive back into this conversation with Giselle and Tom Brady and the meeting with Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick because this got pretty heated on the show today. And if you missed the story...
Don't try and push your luck. Get out of my way.
How about that?
Yeah, you're real wrong.
Yeah.
So far
How?
Wrong.
How about
How
that?
How did you get that?
Because that was in his head.
Push your luck. But say it really fast.
I just did this with a Doja Cat lyric, though, so I can't even. I thought she said Pallywag, which
yes,
I don't even think
yes,
is
she did. She thought it was a city somewhere new.
So did you, I think you said, is there a book coming that
it's
has this story?
Called Dynasty.
Yes.
Right.
And it's all about the New England Patriots, and there is a portion regarding Tom Brady leaving and the meetings between Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady, and how Robert Kraft really tried to make them come back together, and then just it wasn't going to happen. So Tom stayed two more seasons, and then he left.
Right. And so where it got heated was the conversation of, you know, should Tom Brady have been treated differently because of his accomplishments on the field? And you guys completely disagree with me in this conversation.
Yeah.
I believe absolutely as the star, as the guy who has taken this team to the promised land, you get afforded certain things over your career. You have earned that, I believe. And you see it across all it doesn't matter what the thing is. If you have earned it, you are afforded certain opportunities. It's just a way of life, and you've earned it. And
Carson,
I think he earned it.
I contend that if Barrett was playing in a team and one person was getting very, very special treatment and he wasn't, he would come home hurt every day, feel like less of a team player, and probably not want to play so much on that team because only one person gets the glory. And he's the quarterback. Like, the guy who blocks him isn't going to get the glory. Mm-hmm. But without that guy blocking him, he couldn't throw the touchdown.
But
I feel like there has to be a team mentality. Now, I get it. Everybody doesn't get a trophy. And I get it. Tom Brady's going to be the face of that forever.
Absolutely.
But
like, you ran him out of town. What was the fight over? What didn't you want to give into to make your point if you're Bill Belichick?
He didn't want people on the sidelines that shouldn't be there. If everybody had a trainer on the sidelines, good God almighty. You know what I mean? And what's the big deal? He doesn't need to be on the sidelines. He works with you every day of the week.
Everybody has different rules.
A humongous reason the Patriots were so good for so long is because of how Bill Belichick ran that team and the Patriots way and how he treated everybody the same.
But it changes.
And new people would come in and say he'd break down Tom Brady's film and give him shit about how he was playing.
Right.
And then the new guys would come in and know, oh, wow, if he's doing that to Tom, I better shape up. And that's how the locker room ran. He did absolutely. I absolutely stand by Bill Belichick. You treat the water boy the same as you treat the quarterback.
Absolutely.
And then you have a 20-year dynasty.
And I think when you get older and you get to a position of responsibility where you're managing people, you're going to see that you can't treat everybody the same. That some people have earned the right to be treated differently.
No, Bill Belichick disagrees with you.
Kennedy has earned the right to be treated differently than a part-timer here at this radio station. I'm sorry, it's just a fact.
That's not the same.
It is the same.
It is not. Those people who play on the team are not part-timers.
Yeah, they're professional
athletes.
This
is their job.
No, but
they're less than the people.
It's not about less than.
That's exactly what you're saying.
No, it's not less than. It's just that there are certain parts that are more important than other parts.
It's not. Without a blocker, you can't throw a touchdown
pass. That's not how he runs the team. And he's never going to run the team that way.
I believe if he had given a little, that Tom would still be here.
Why does he have to give a little, though? That's what I don't understand. If you've known that this is the way your coach operates for however many seasons, Bill Belichick is going to operate the same way. Mm-hmm. Why does he have to bend? Why does Tom Brady need Alex Guerrero or whatever the hell the guy's name is on the sidelines? What, is he going to be pliable on the sidelines? It's okay. Yeah. He doesn't need to be there. You'll see him after the game. He's
43. We had a good run. I don't care if he's in Tampa Bay.
I feel like Tom Brady took a shift, too. And it's clear from what we're seeing now that he wants to be an Instagram thought, that he is selling things. And he wanted to do that. And I think he and Giselle have a plan for what they want to do afterwards. And it didn't have anything to do with not being the star. Mm-hmm. And so he went somewhere where he could be the star.
Absolutely.
I think that their relationship got contentious. Yeah, but that happens anywhere in any relationship with any working
people. But you have to, and I think as the relationship grows and it speaks to this bigger picture of the relationship between the two of them, you can't expect him to be the same person he was. And Tom has to understand that too. Of who he's playing for, Belichick. But almost 20 years in, to me, the relationship and playing together was better for both of them if they stay together and they continue to win and continue to excel. But because they were both so stubborn, I guess, you ruin it. You ruin their marriage and
Carson,
their success.
Every band in America, go watch any VH1 Behind the Music.
Sure.
This is what happens.
Right. Right.
One person gets bigger than the rest.
Right.
And then the whole thing implodes.
The dynasty was over anyways.
Yeah. It wasn't. What are you talking about?
He's 42. Mahomes is the future. It's the Chiefs and the Ravens. We weren't going to win another Super Bowl anyways.
We stand Stidham in this house. I said what
he's,
I said.
He's not even the starting quarterback for the team.
Don't care. I still stand him.
It's probably going to be Cam Newton.
Yeah. We stand Stidham.
Don't care.
Who do you think has a better chance to make it to the Super Bowl this year, Tampa or New England?
Neither, frankly, but probably Tampa.
Yeah.
Football's not even going to happen.
I don't think either one of them are favorites.
Yeah, you know what?
Football starts tonight, doesn't it?
Football is going to be shut down.
Huh? Yeah.
It's going to be shut down.
Well, I'm not arguing that, but I think I saw, don't they have like a scrimmage game or something?
I don't know. I didn't see it on the news this morning.
So anyway. All right, what you got, Annie?
So I saw this, might get a little dark and I don't want it to, but I saw that Big Sean came out this morning and talked about the song, I Don't Fuck With You. And he wrote that song after him and Naya Riviera broke up.
Yes.
And obviously, it's a great song. It is. I still love the song.
Can you sing it? I don't know how it sounds.
I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you.
You little dumb asshole. I'm fucking with you.
I do know that song. I have the edited version, so it's.
He was very angry.
I think it's I don't mess with you. I think it's the
probably.
Version I have.
But it's a breakup anthem. You know, everybody listens to it.
So what's the problem? We say it all the time.
So he was saying, I would never have written that if I knew that this would have happened to Naya. Of course. I mean, you still have love for somebody that you broke up with.
Right.
But I just think it's...
I don't think those two things really correlate at all.
Well, it upsets me that he's probably beating himself up for making a song like this because, I mean, that stuff, you can never predict that's going to happen. You can never predict, you know, like... Mm. Maybe like how Miley has written songs about Liam or something.
Yeah.
And
Taylor Swift's entire career
exactly.
is breakup songs.
Like what if something terrible happened to like John Mayer or something? What is Taylor Swift going to have to come? It's such a weird concept to me that I can't like, do you think there's an apology he needs to make? Do you think that?
I think that was a moment in time where the two of them had a very contentious breakup.
Yeah.
They did not say kind things about one another in public.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was what it was. You can't look backwards. You have to look forward. You know, and perhaps he could maybe, if he wanted to, and only if he wanted to, take proceeds moving forward and, donate them to her kid or, whatever. But, yeah, I don't think you can look back like that.
I wasn't following pop culture stuff at that time, so I had no idea that song was about her.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it was a banger.
It was a bad breakup. Really, really nasty.
They hated each other.
Yeah, I think she even wrote a song, back at him, too. Because he started dating Ariana Grande then, and it was all, a big shit show. But, yeah, it's so weird that... you think the media is going to attack him because he wrote this song, but how are you supposed to?
Yeah, how dare he?
Right.
Yeah.
I think, and you brought this up a, a couple weeks ago about Miley Cyrus and her changing the way she's going to write her songs mm-hmm. and not putting stuff out there because it ends up coming to fruition. So when she released that song Malibu, we all went, oh, wow, this song is about her breakup and her divorce. And then she said, well, actually, I wrote that song a year ago before any of this was happening.
Slide Away, yeah.
And then Slide Away, right? Off Malibu was the album?
Slide Away was out. Malibu was like the nice song when they got back together. Oh, okay. They're living in the house in Malibu, which ipso facto burned down. Ipso facto, we get Slide Away. Oh.
So anyway, she said she's not going to write songs like that anymore because she doesn't want to put that in the ethos. And I don't like that either. Just write your songs. You can't, you know what I mean?
Write your truth. But then again, it's all like, oh, Miley, why are you only writing about Liam? Why are you only
doing this? Something to be said about a self-fulfilling prophecy. But yeah, I feel you. Mm.
All right. Producer Dan, what you got?
All right. So I'm going camping for the first time in a couple days over the long weekend. I talked to you guys about it off the air a little bit. I have never been camping before in my life.
Oh my God, this is so dumb.
Ever. I have no idea if I'm going to like camping, but I'm there for 3 days regardless.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys have all been, so maybe some tips or stories or stuff to look out for, concerns.
Dan, you like to sit around on weekends, right?
I'm so good at sitting.
Basically, camping is sitting around a fire and doing nothing. So I think you're going to love it. And just cooking things over fire.
I'm good at that, too.
And you're a smoke god. So I really feel like...
what?
God, I feel like these are your things.
And you're not high maintenance. Like, you really can power through any
situation.
Yeah, I pee in the woods.
Dan, I feel like you could... Like, if you stayed at my house when you stayed up with my mom until the sun came up or something, if I found you on the back deck sleeping, I bet you had a great 8-hour sleep. Like, that's just how you roll, I feel. Are you bringing an air mattress?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, then you're fine.
That's the only thing. I don't know what to bring. We're bringing a tent that we're borrowing from somebody and an air mattress.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to bring you all my camping stuff? Like cooking? I have everything.
We're going with a couple people, so I think they have most of the stuff. But like,
you need to check Brittany's spreadsheet and let me know what you need.
She does have a spreadsheet.
Of course she does.
Let me give you some life pro tips here about camping.
Okay, hit me. You're a
first of all, more ice than you think you're going to
need.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay, because your cooler sucks.
Right.
And all your ice is going to melt, and you're going to need more ice.
Right.
Get a hammock. Take a hammock. Take multiple hammocks.
I have one, too.
Get a hammock. Trust me, because you're going to spend a lot of time just sitting around.
Or bring your chair, like if you have a gravity chair.
Yeah, a chair is great, too.
You know, whatever.
But
beach
hammock.
Chair.
Right. Hammock. Trust me. Hammock is the game changer.
Okay.
All right? And then whatever you normally get for alcohol, take double that.
Yeah. I'll concur with
Dan,
that.
Triple.
Yeah, because it's just you're drinking all day. You're
I imagine wherever you're
beers.
Going, though, is probably near something, and they have a shop, too.
Yeah, we're not going like you went wilderness.
Yeah.
We're going to like Littleton.
So you have the opportunity to find things, and Doritos are your best kindling.
And
that's what I'm going to
say. Kindling was another thing I was going to say. Go to the grocery store and buy the starter thing. They make a starter brick thing.
Right.
Yeah, you're not weak for getting a starter for your fire.
Not
at all.
You can't use paper plates or paper towels. They won't start your fire. Everything is flame retardant these days, okay? Nothing lights on fire anymore.
Doritos do.
Go to the grocery store and get those little flame sticks.
I'm telling you, they light on fire like a champ. Poof. Great kindling. Great kindling.
I think what I'm most concerned about is, one, bugs.
Yeah, get some bug spray.
And sleeping comfortably with, like...
Bug spray.
Sleep naked or with not a lot of clothes on.
Right, I'm worried about
citronella
sleeping without
candles,
an air conditioner.
Things like that. You can buy portable fans that have battery packs if that's what you're really worried about.
It's going to be so nice.
But it sounds
like it's
going to be lovely this weekend.
Yeah, right. The weather looks great.
Yeah,
do you have a sleeping bag?
I would have an air mattress.
Yeah, you don't need a sleeping bag.
Okay, I disagree.
You think you'd want to sleep?
Put up your rain fly. Put up your rain fly.
Put
up your rain fly.
Yeah.
I hear tarps are important.
Well, tarp under the tent, and then rain fly over the tent.
Oh, okay.
Because most tents have a net that you can see through, which is cool. You look at the stars when you fall asleep. But what you don't realize is, in the middle of the night, it might just mist for like a half hour. And then you wake up, you're like, crap, I gotta put the rain fly on.
Also, you might hear coming on your tent. Those are just bugs falling from trees. You're fine.
Okay.
That's so,
it's not murderers.
I'm learning so much.
I know. This is very informative. I'm going to play this podcast back for Brittany.
Frisbee, cornhole, can jam.
Yeah, you got to have shit to do.
Bluetooth speaker.
That's
very
a good
important.
One.
Also take an extension cord, because a lot of cars nowadays have a power plug in them and you might need to charge something.
Right.
Or run something like your air mattress. How are you going to blow it up?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I think we do have electricity on our campsite.
No foot pump.
What?
100% no foot pump. You'll be there for your air mattress. You'll be there all week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like the automatic ones.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're going to have a blast, though.
So much fun.
Be old Johnny Wilderness this weekend.
But ask Brittany to check her spreadsheets. If there's something that you need, I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
she really does have
me.
So many spreadsheets.
You're going to need some lights, too, because once it gets dark,
it's just dark, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're out with your phone going, crap, where's the... Oh, damn it, I hit my foot on a rock. Like you want a couple of lanterns or something.
Right.
Or citronella candles are good.
I have all of that. Mm. Whatever you need.
Perfect.
Yeah. If you essentially just go to Walmart right up there on Route 1 in Saugus and just go into the camping section and just buy one of everything.
The problem is, Carson, they are picked over.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because everyone is camping. I had to go to five different places to find everything I needed.
Wow.
Why is everyone camping? Because
there's nothing to do.
Yeah, because you can't get on an airplane and camping is safe. You're socially distanced from
people.
Yeah,
you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Right. Good talk. Thanks, guys.
Have fun.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for you.
Getting drunk in the woods.
There it is. That's pretty much camping.
I'm going to nail it then.
Dan, take extra ice.
Duly noted on the ice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.